This is Jay Sekulow, an about-face by the DNC on the issue of Israel and God.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well.
All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
You're one of the most prominent Jewish lawmakers. How did you feel when you learned that the platform omitted Jerusalem as the capital of Israel?
Well, really, it was essentially a technical oversight.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Mitt Romney is campaigning to get rid of Planned Parenthood and overturn Roe versus Wade. And we won't let him.
The hard-fought rights of women are on the ballot. Democrats trust the judgment of women. We reject the Republican assault on women's reproductive health. It's just plain wrong.
We talk often about choice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to choose.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're coming to you out of our studios today at Regent University and fans in our offices in Washington, D.C. And we've got a bit of a victory report, I think a begrudging victory by the Democratic National Committee, and that is they have changed a portion of the platform. We went on air yesterday demanding a change. We had hundreds, thousands of you contact us. We let our voices be heard, and as did thousands and thousands of others, and I think including Democrats. And the end result was they changed two things. One, they included the reference to God that was taken out, and they also changed the decision regarding Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, there's an interesting dilemma on that one, and you will see that they had to call the vote back a number of times. In the second segment of the broadcast, I'm going to get into what was really going on there. But let me tell you what they did not do. So we want to claim a victory on that. That's good news that the DNC is recognizing in their platform that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. What they did not reinsert, however, was the unique and special relationship as Israel being the strongest ally in the region, nor did they say that Hamas should be continued to be marginalized until they recognize Israel's right to exist. None of that came back in, but they did include Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. What was your reaction to this, folks? We want to get your results on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And also, yesterday, in addition to this technical issue on changing the platform, a lot of abortion talk yesterday, not surprising. Than, your reaction, we heard some of the sound in the beginning of the broadcast. Your reaction to the statements by Sandra Fluck. You had Cecilia Richard from Planned Parenthood as a keynote speaker, or not a keynote, but one of the major speakers. What was your reaction to this? They are clearly playing to the pro-abortion crowd.
Yeah, I think last night, Jay, proved that this issue is their holy grail. I mean, you had Sandra Fluck, Cecile Richards. They made just a litany of outlandish remarks. We're going to get into some of them. It's kind of hard to know where to start, though, Jay, because so few of them had anything to do with the truth. But here was my main takeaway. You know, some of what they said was coded, you know, words like women's health or reproductive care. But honestly, Jay, not much of it. I mean, most of it was a full-on embrace of abortion on demand, taxpayer-funded abortion on demand. And so my main takeaway last night, Jay, is this is not something that they're ashamed of. In fact, exactly the opposite. This is something that they're proud of and that they're going to run on and that they're going to continue to run on.
Now, let me tell you what we're doing today, folks. We're taking your calls, first of all, 1-800-684-3110. We want to talk to you about what happened at the DNC with the Israel situation yesterday. Also, this pro-abortion push coming out of the DNC. And you could call us on air at 800-684-3110. We are now moving back to the abortion issue, and this is where you come in. The media is not reporting the reality of Planned Parenthood. We're demanding that they do. We also want the funding to Planned Parenthood to stop. Why are we giving them $500 million a year? You to add your name to the petition. You saw what happened yesterday. We got a great result. Let's go ahead and encourage you to do that again. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's stop that funding of Planned Parenthood.
The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his re-election, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. Policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his re-election, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. Policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. As we mentioned, we're going to be discussing both the change in the DNC's platform as regard to Israel and the reference to God being put back in. They did not put all of the Israel back in, but they did put Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's important. Look, I mean, you're going to hear in a moment, I'm going to play for you the evidence of what's going on here. But the political reality of this was a political move on behalf of the Obama administration because the flack they got on this was so significant. In the studio with me here on the campus of Regent University is Pat Monahan, senior counsel for the ACLJ, one of our founders. And, Pat, let's get your reaction. Tham was just talking about the whole politics of this, but we're going to play in a moment the whole section about God coming back in and the reference to Jerusalem as the capital. But you point out the fact that people are going to hear booing when this is heard.
Right. Actually, we should realize that this is a militant secularism on display. The culture wars really are, on behalf of Christians, are defensive because we've been attacked, and we've been attacked over the years, and this is simply putting it out on the open. This is really what it is. It says, you know, somewhere it says in the scripture, there only the fool saith in his heart, there is no God. Well, now we have a significant, I would say a majority of the people that were on that floor, when you listen to it, it's clear they didn't want to have God mentioned in the platform, and they also didn't want to have Jerusalem as the capital of Israel mentioned in. And those are interrelated issues, and they are strong on this, and they've been pushing it with their policies, the policies of abortion, which is actually...
Which they're promoting like crazy at this convention.
In other words, almost to a sense to say that they're the only good baby is a dead baby. They love it. And yet there's no poetry in abortion. There's no beautiful, nothing to see here. There's no Madonna and Child. There's no songs or poetry you can come out of it. But shamelessly, they have gone down this road, and shamelessly they've turned themselves, they've been turned over almost to their lower natures.
Yeah, and it's you. I think if you look at the issue of the exclusion of God, the Israel situation, and the abortion issue, what Pat just said, the tie-in on that is significant. Now, let me tell you what we're doing on the abortion issue, folks. We obviously were a bit successful yesterday with, and I will tell you when you hear the tape, we were successful only because the president pushed this through. You're going to hear there's not two-thirds of the people saying, yes, we want this change. You're going to hear that very clearly in a moment. But we are focusing on the abortion issue today because as the DNC was promoting this issue so heavily yesterday at their convention, they had Sandra Fluck. Remember the whole controversy there? She spoke. Cecilia Richards from Planned Parenthood, she spoke. I mean, this is part of their issue. So today we're focusing on our, as far as your call to action here is, we want to make sure the media reports accurately what groups like Planned Parenthood have gotten such a prominent role are actually doing, and we should stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. If you want to help us on that, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let me play for you. We do like to point you to the evidence of what took place at the chair yesterday by the DNC on the issue of God and the platform and the issue of Jerusalem. I want you to listen carefully. It's about a minute and 20 seconds. You decide whether you think there was a two-thirds majority and listen for the booing. Let's go ahead and play number 17.
As the chair, I come before you today to discuss two important matters related to our party's national platform. I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well.
The matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the, let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
I guess I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted. And the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
Well, folks, you be the judge of that one. Because reality fan, you know, we were talking yesterday, who was driving this? Well, this change was driven by the Obama White House, not because they really believe any of these things. And I hate to say this. The reason they put this in there was the political backlash on this from even the secular media was huge. Than, your reaction first, then I'm going to get Pat's, and then we're going to go right to our phones. Than, your reaction first.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this at a convention, Jay. I mean, usually it's all predictable, and this was sort of out of control. I mean, we talked about yesterday about how this was a political decision. I think the Democrat leadership realized that they'd made a mistake, so they went in and changed it. And, Jay, I do have to say, I'm glad they changed it. It's important for the continuity of the platform. But it was really telling to listen to that voice vote for me because I have to say, I've reevaluated what I said yesterday. I thought only the president was wrong on this. But, Jay, that voice vote shows that there is a huge groundswell of support on these two issues within the Democrat apparatus. Listen, the opposition was just as loud as those that supported the change. And to me,
at best.
Yeah, and that's eye-opening.
At best.
That's scary, Jay, that many people are supportive of that position.
Actually, it didn't sound 50-50 to me.
No, actually, it was a little louder on the nose.
The other thing I think we should realize is I think that the positions that were originally stated were President Obama's positions. That's why they were there. This didn't just happen and sneak up
Correct.
On them. So then he got the feedback. And, you know, there's always that statement that hypocrisy is the tribute that vice pays to virtue. Well, actually, in this time, I think I'm glad that hypocrisy won out. It's better to have them come out this way. But they are being hypocritical. This isn't who they are. Who they are, they can't tell the American people because they believe in death, perversion. And if you really want me to even go further, I would say it comes awfully close to treason when you see the way that they want to treat the military.
Well, let me put it this way. We had, and I don't know if guys, we can get this from yesterday, but Pat brought up a point about what the president really wanted here. And do we have, you can tell me my headset, the statement yesterday when Wolf Blitzer was on the air with Dana Bash, another CNN reporter, and was asked the question, where did this come from, the original language taking Jerusalem out and got out? We do have it. Let's go ahead and play it. Take a listen.
The Democratic Party platform rejected the language that was in the platform 4 years ago, 8 years ago, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, also deleting a reference to Israel as being America's staunchest ally in the Middle East. I understand the Democratic National Committee is now responding. What's going on?
Well, I asked the DNC, and their answer was that they are simply following what the Obama administration's policy is.
There you go. So it's exactly what Patton and Than just said. This was the administration's policy. All right, folks, we've got a lot of calls coming in. We're going right to them. Than, who do we have next?
Let's start with Cindy calling from Illinois on line 4. Cindy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm kind of choked up here. I just wanted to make the comment that the only reason why he had that voted on that Jerusalem's the capital of Israel is strictly for votes. You know, the way he has treated Jerusalem all these years and turned his back on him, and then he has the gall to do this, you know, and I don't know how anybody can not see that.
Well, this was a political move. I mean, the real position was what they originally put forward, but they had to respond because the people like you and me and others were so outraged at this. We don't look at this as a political issue. Unfortunately, they do, and I think that's what you saw in developing this. Hey, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, it's easy to do. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We want to get your opinion on this. Why did they make the change? What's your thought on that? And how about this abortion issue playing out the way it has? Let's get right back to the phones again, 1-800-684-3110.
All right, let's go to Albert calling on line 5 from California. Albert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I agree. It is definitely a political move, what he did, but I think it's a step in the right direction because now we, you know, people like you can hold him to that position and it can't change it, you know.
Well, it's a step in the right direction in only this sense. At least they responded and you got something of record, and I think that's always helpful when you're fighting for these issues. But let me tell you what they're also on record. I want to move the pivot here a little bit, and that is the issue of abortion. They are unapologetic about this. Listen to Cecilia Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood number 3.
Why are we having to fight in 2012 against politicians who want to end access to birth control? It's like we woke up on a bad episode of Mad Men. Because when Mitt Romney says he'll get rid of Planned Parenthood and turn the clock back on a century of progress, it has real consequences.
You know, I wish there was a fact checker that would be checking Cecilia Richards. First of all, you know, we are suing Planned Parenthood aggressively, and I wish they did not exist. Mitt Romney, as president, would not have the authority to disband Planned Parenthood. But you know what he could help get through? Stop funding by the tune of about $500 million. Pat, really quickly, we're coming up on a break. Your reaction to this comment, and then I gotta go to a break.
Planned Parenthood is really an effort to weed out people and to have them. Social Security is partly in problem at this time because of Planned Parenthood. Make no mistake about it. They have aimed certain classes of people,
yep,
and they're going after them, and they're trying to get rid of them.
And they're having you do that by you paying for it, folks. And that's what we want to focus on today. If you're sick of paying for Planned Parenthood, then you go to your phones right now and join this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We also want the media to tell the truth, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his reelection, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade, policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his reelection, even calling him, quote, their champion. Abortion is becoming a key issue in this election. Much of the media is ignoring the facts, ignoring President Obama's policies, including Obamacare, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade, policies designed to use our tax dollars to dramatically increase the number of abortions and fund Planned Parenthood. The American Center for Law and Justice presents the facts, and we are demanding that the media elite include the irrefutable facts in their reporting. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Let me play for you a statement coming again. This was an interview on Fox by Bill Hemmer to Bob Cusack. Bob is the managing editor of The Hill. It was on the abortion language and all the abortion discussion, number 13.
Now, what viewers at home may not have seen unless they were watching earlier in the night are the many appeals and speeches to abortion and pro-choice here in Charlotte. What is the strategy there, Bob?
Bill, I think on the abortion, it's getting the base out. I mean, both Mitt Romney and Obama, they need their base out. So when you're talking abortion, that's going to rev up the activists that are here in Charlotte. Abortion, you're probably going to hear less of it, I think, after this convention, but you need to fire up the base, and that's what the strategy was.
You know, I think he's probably right. That's their strategy. But the fact of the matter is, and Pat Monahan has said this on previous broadcasts, a lot of them worship at the altar of abortion. I mean, it's playing such a prominent role, Pat, because they really believe in this. I mean, this is not something they come at casually. They're not naive. They know what they're doing. This is a planned move. They are the pro-abortion group.
Right. And what's actually happening is we live in a sort of modern sexual wilderness. We have got a society that is basing itself in a way on promiscuity and that kind of behavior. And that kind of society is inherently, as C.S. Lewis noted years ago, a anti-female society, because women lose in that society. When you devalue life, women by nature will be devalued. And that's what you see in the society. And yet the people that are doing the devaluation and are living it are the ones that are shouting the loudest that they're for women. There's nobody for women when they're saying that, look, you're something to be passed around. There is not to be any commitment. With no commitment, everybody loses, and women lose first.
And the family does as well. Hey, folks, what we're doing today is we're talking about the situation with Jerusalem, Israel, God, and the abortion issue, but we're focusing today on your call to action to go ahead and focus on what has happened here. And that is, we want to make sure the funding of Planned Parenthood, this is a good day, we think, to bring this up, stops, that the media tells the truth about Planned Parenthood and what they're doing. And that's where you come in. You can go to aclj.org and sign on to this petition, really easy on the website. Or you could call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name that way. So it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let me also say a huge thank you to our ACLJ members and friends that are out there on two accounts. Number one, we had a matching challenge going on at the end of August, and we met that goal because of your generous support. So I want to say thank you. And to the thousands of you that contacted us yesterday on these two issues, I want to say thank you. Your voices were heard for whatever reason. I don't think I'm with Pat Monahan, and I don't think there was a majority by any stretch of the imagination, certainly not two-thirds, for the change in the Jerusalem issue or the reinsertion of God. But for the political reasons that it may be, they did put it back in there, and I consider that a bit of a victory, even though we know the reality of what we're dealing with. We're going to go right back to the phones. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
First up, we've got C calling from Georgia on line 5. C, welcome to J Seculo Live.
C, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm a Christian, and I'm a firm. I'm not a Democrat. Let me get this clear. I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a Republican. But
all
if anybody go back to their Bible, if true Christians go back to their Bible, they would see that God bless all us with a choice. Now, whether the choice is being made, if I wanted to have an abortion, that's my choice, which I don't believe in abortion.
Do you think God blessed you with the ability to make a choice to kill your child?
And to bury somebody up.
No. Let me ask you a question, respectfully here. Do you view the unborn child as a person?
Excuse me?
Do you view the unborn child as a person?
I am a person. Whether you know.
No. So I'm okay. So is an unborn child a person?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying that God gave you the choice to kill a person.
God, have you made your choice to turn your life over to God? Because see, God bless us.
Yes, but yes, I have, and my biblical worldview points me in the direction to protect life. I mean, it's that clear. And you called in, and I'm glad you're being honest. You view the unborn child as a person. You just think you should have the choice to end that person's life. And I don't think that's the choice God gives us, because it's very clear in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. So, see, thank you for calling. But I really want you to think about the position you're advocating, not the political position. Think about the moral position you're advocating.
I believe it is in Deuteronomy, I set before you life and death. Choose life that you and your descendants might live. This is the God of life, the God of the living, the God of Abraham and Moses. This is our God, and this is the God's message, and we have to respond to that. And you might have a vote, by the way, that says God doesn't exist. Fortunately, God is more tolerant and has proved himself more tolerant over the years, because he's still allowing us to exist long enough that we're going to have to respond to this. But we've got to realize where we are and the times we're in, and ask for God's forgiveness, his blessing, and always praise the life that he is giving us.
Talking about that, let me make a statement here unrelated to what the topic we're talking about. I lost a very good friend yesterday, Jan Moskowitz, who was one of the founders of Jews for Jesus, someone I've known since I've been friends with since 1983, passed away yesterday in New York. And I want to encourage our listeners to pray for his family, especially as they're going through this. It was very sudden and unexpected. And I really ask for your prayers. He was a tremendously gifted gospel communicator, tremendously gifted Bible teacher, and a great friend, and someone that I am going to miss, and Pam will miss, and our family will miss. He's like I said, it had a tremendous impact on me. Pat and Monahan and I were talking about this earlier. We've worked with Jan. We've represented Jan going back over 30 years. So we lost Jan yesterday, and we lost another friend of mine from Jews for, who used to be with Jews for Jesus, said Stuart Dowerman. We lost a good one yesterday, and we sure did, and I want you to be praying for his family. So, Than, let's do this. We're going to be taking more calls. Than and Dave are going to be hosting the next 30 minutes of the broadcast, so keep calling, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to get another call in here, but everybody else stay on the line. We're going to get to your calls in the next 30 minutes. Let's try to get another one, Than.
All right, let's go to Lou calling from Washington on line 6. Lou, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Lou.
Thanks, guys. I wanted to say my heart breaks for the Democrats, who made it perfectly clear yesterday that they stand for more debt, death to the unborn, denying Jerusalem, and denying God. And it's then they deceive their own people in that vote, and it's just horrific.
Let me play you folks the abbreviated version. This is the 52nd version of what took place yesterday on the Jerusalem issue and the God issue, and you be the judge, number 16.
All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no. In the opinion of the, let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor, say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no. I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor, say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no. In the opinion of the chair, 2/3 have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
Yep, three votes. None of those, by the way, showed a 2/3 majority. Fox News showed the teleprompter, which already told him to say the motion had passed. I'm glad they put it back in the platform, but I'm telling you, folks, it wasn't because the majority of the people at that convention were supporting the inclusion of God or the capital of Jerusalem. But one thing became very clear at that platform, at that committee yesterday at the DNC, they sure were in favor of abortion on demand without any protection for the unborn child. That became very clear. Folks, we'll be taking more of your calls in the next 30 minutes, but again, let me encourage you, if you want to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood, it's easy to do. It's a hard challenge, but you can do it by calling 877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Stay on the line. We'll be taking some more calls.
The mainstream media may not tell you this, but we will. President Obama is dedicated to protecting abortion and expanding it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is actively working for his re-election, even calling him, quote, their champion. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that the mainstream media present the truth about the president, abortion, and Planned Parenthood. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org.